672 Northeast MLK King and Fargo heading south. I've got a biohazard passenger who is bleeding, and then I also have a seat that has blood, has urine and feces from what I'm being told by fellow passengers. I'm not sure if I should, what I should do at this point. I know it's detrimental.
Okay, so for let's start with the passenger that's bleeding. They come on board the bus, and do they need medical?
Still on board, and the person is just incapacitated with some sort of, either it's mental or it's going to be drugs. That's going to be hard to say. I tried to thank them on the way in, and there was no response, so they seem to be pretty much out of it.
All right, yeah, it sounds like, let's just go ahead and tie the bus up. Where are you at now? Are you close to Morris? Are you able to tie it up at Morris?
I'm at Morris right now. I can leave it here if you want.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and tie it up there. Why don't you put your four ways on, let your passengers know that you're going to be holding. Can I get a description, specifically an age, for this person that's leaving on the bus?
Okay, that particular person is now on his or her knees. She's got some sort of teal, greenish pants, black tennis shoes, and a light blue jacket, and very soiled.
Okay, she says she's on her knees. Are they in the aisle way then at this point? And where exactly on the bus are they?
She's on the driver's side in the handicap area.
Okay, white, black, Asian, Hispanic?
I'm going to say black.
Okay, so black female, teen gray pants, black shoes, and then where's the blood coming from?
I look possibly in her hands, and I'm just told that she's doing a lot of scratching, and that's all I know without getting up and looking further.
Okay, I copy. Will you, if it seems like they're getting riled, let's just let them know that's wrong. That number, and if we can get a location of where they're going to take her, we'll need those two information. Okay?
Okay, 10-4 on that. Now, what about the seat with the urine and feces? He or she's getting ready to walk out the door.
Okay, well, my partner's on the phone with medical right now. So if they leave the bus.
She walked up to me, realized I was on the phone, I don't know, and then walked back. And they're not sitting down, but they're still on the bus.
Okay, so are they still on board now?
No, getting ready to take off. Oh, it's the arm. She had he or she has the sleeves rolled up, and that's yep. And that person's now out of the bus.
Okay, and how bad is the blood on the bus?
I couldn't say. I don't want to get. She's okay. That person's back in the bus. And as far as what's on the seat, I really can't say. But there's all the others. It's bad sight.